This is the 1971 Firebird Esprit, announcing the new Pinto three-door runabout. There's hardly a car made today that exudes elegance like the Jaguar XJ.
This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricchici.
On this edition of Drive Time, we take a ride on what can only be described as a spectacular driving machine, the 2011 Jaguar XJL. Now, from the first moment I laid eyes on the XJL, I had the feeling that this was going to be something special, different than anything else in its class, and you know something? It didn't disappoint. If a car can be sexy, this one is several times over. The long, sleek lines of the XJL's aluminum body flow beautifully from front to back, with cat-eye headlamps at the front, along with a traditional Jaguar grille treatment. It all moves along the long hood to a sweeping arch of a roof that pulls the vehicle together nicely. Distinct tail lamps cap off the rear, and it all looks, well, different, not like anything else on the road. The fenders offer a subtle bulge like muscles in a well-tailored white shirt. This car reeks class. It's a showstopper the minute you look at it. Inside, it's like being transported to a technical wonderland. The dash carries the traditional Jaguar feel with swatches of polished wood, but there's also a lot of brushed aluminum around, and they both work beautifully off of each other. From there, it's high-tech all the way, from the gear selector dial that pops out of the console to a central screen that touch controls almost all of the XJL's functions. Sitting in the soft leather cradle that is the driver's seat, you might be lulled into thinking that you're playing a rolling video game. But once that massive sunroof opens, you're returned to the reality of the road, unless, of course, your living room has a retractable roof. The long wheelbase version I drove had a welcome extra 5 inches of legroom in the back, more than enough to accommodate long legs, while enjoying the Bowers & Wilkins audio system and sipping a lemonade placed on the fine wood fold-down shelves. Push the start button and the XJ turns mellifluous. Its supercharged 5.0-liter engine tuned to just enough rumble to encourage you to hit the gas. And once you do, you've let loose 385 horses in the version I drove, and each one of those horses is best enjoyed with the shift paddles taking you through the 6 speeds. 0 to 60 was in the 5 to 7 second neighborhood, and the XJL is limited to 155 miles per hour at the factory, and that's probably a good thing. Driving the XJL, it gives you a solid connection between you and the road. The XJL is one of the fastest, most nimble big cars I've ever driven. It's ready to pounce, to spring, to take off around curves and along straightaways with a solid confidence. Stopping was a breeze with the massive disc brakes and 19-inch Z-rated tires. Sticker price on the XJL that I drove was an $84,100 with the premium stereo and visibility package. Gas mileage, 15 city, 22 highway. If a supermodel could jump off the pages of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue and become a car, in all likelihood, she would choose to become the Jaguar XJL. The XJL is a thing of beauty, built to be appreciated and also to be driven. There's always going to be Mercedes and BMWs at the country club parking lot, but the folks driving them are always going to look at the Jaguar and see something maybe a little more unique than what they're driving that day. That's how spectacular the XJL was. I'm glad I got to spend a week in the presence of automotive beauty. For an archive of my reviews, go to drivetime-radio.com. That's Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricchici.